This is Morning Edition on NHPR. Tuesday nights in Portsmouth this summer are all about improv comedy. Now in its 12th season, the Stranger Than Fiction comedy troupe puts on shows every Tuesday night at the Players' Ring, coming up with material on the fly based on audience participation. Jacqueline Martell is one of the troupe's players, and she joins us now to talk about how the shows work. Good morning, Jacqueline.
Good morning, Rick. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming in. Give me a sense, Jacqueline, of what a typical show is like. I mean, does it go anywhere that the audience wants to take it?
It all depends. There are basically two formats that we'll do. So we have a short form format, which are mostly smaller games. We also have a long form format where we'll actually play a narrative out for about 2 hours.
2 hours?
Yes.
Now, that's an awful lot of work. How many people are on stage at any one time?
The troupe right now is about 15 people. So sometimes we'll have players, you know, in the 8 to 10 range, but most of the time we have about 12 players on stage.
At one of your recent shows, I know the troupe put on an entirely improvised musical.
Yes, that was last week.
How did that go?
It went exceptionally well. So we hire a musician who comes in, he plays guitar and piano, and we make up songs on the spot.
Now, I'd imagine that over the course of a couple of hours, there's some hits and misses with it.
I think they're all radio hits, you know.
Yeah.
I think million-dollar mark, you know.
Yeah.
I think that it's a lot of fun, though, and the audience is just enjoying the ride.
So even if you have a song that maybe as you're improvising isn't going the way you'd love it to go, that can you actually incorporate that into the comedy itself? You can
absolutely.
Kind of, yeah. You've had some strong turnout at your shows this summer. How much of what you do depends on how engaged an audience is on any given night?
We have audience members who have been coming to see us for as long as we've been a troupe, which is great. And they come back every week because the unique experience of improv, that it's different every time, is mm-hmm. really sort of magical. I definitely prefer as a player to have a full house because the diversity of the suggestions just increases with the number of people who are in the seats. So we
sure.
get really, really interesting things when we have a larger variety of audience members.
And I imagine the synergy between the players and the audience is a little more intense if you've got more people in there.
Oh, absolutely. I think the energy also just really lifts up the group.
Now, you say you have some regulars that come every week. Have you ever had regulars that have actually become part of the cast?
You know, not yet, but hopefully they will. I figure if they're going to come and watch us, they might as well get on stage.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
We have had some regulars who have attended some of our classes, which is really wonderful.
What do you enjoy most about improv as opposed to doing something that would be more scripted?
So I think for me, the part that I like the most is that we're on an equal playing field, and also just the sense of bonding that we have in this kind of amazing, you know.
The chemistry must just
yes.
really be, yeah. And I'd imagine, too, as you're going on through the season, as you're week to week, you know, that camaraderie and that chemistry gets better as the more improv that you're doing together.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I think the main thing that's most important and what helps us play the best with one another is when we trust each other on stage.
Mm-hmm.
So the longer that you've done improv with somebody, the easier it becomes to do the format with them.
And like anything, like playing in a band, I mean, it's all about timing.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's all about knowing and anticipating what one or the other is going to do.
Correct, yeah. Yes.
Is there a moment from this season that sticks with you?
Oh, goodness. Well, the last week's musical was so much fun. We had Kevin Nealon, who's a Saturday Night Live alum, in the
oh, sure.
audience.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, so he was there, and that was very exciting.
So there are some notable New Hampshire native comedy legends, you know, like Adam Sandler, Sarah Silverman, Seth Meyers. You know, what's your take on the comedy scene here in the Granite State today?
I think that the comedy scene is great. I'm so blessed to live in the Portsmouth area, which I think is just such a cultural hotspot. And I'm so glad that Stranger Than Fiction has been doing improv and kind of bringing that genre. You know, there's great stand-up and there's many, you know, very funny plays and musicals that are produced all throughout the area, which is wonderful.
You also provide workshops and classes for aspiring comedians. What's your advice for someone that's looking to break into comedy?
Oh, gosh. I think the first thing is to get out of your head. So if you really, really love it, absolutely follow your heart. Try not to take anything too personally because comedy is really about failure and learning from failure.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Stranger Than Fiction performs improv at the Players' Ring in Portsmouth every Tuesday night. And their next show is tonight. And they continue through August 25th. Jacqueline, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.